Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app. We're on Podbean, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. We're also on Dash Radio on their Nothing But Net channel every single weeknight at 7 p.m. Also, check us out on Five Reasons YouTube before every game, 1 hour before floor, as soon as the game ends. Post up 5R. Make sure you subscribe. You get all of our other content. And FiveReasonsSports.com. As we speak, Brady Hawk is putting up his takeaways, even though the game is not over, because we feel that we can do that right now. There is no paywall on FiveReasonsSports.com. And check out the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network. We mention this one all the time, but make sure you're using it. It's called prizepicks.com. It's our official fantasy partner. You put down $100 and you enter the code 5, you'll get a $100 bonus. You put down $20, you get a $20 bonus. Okay, that's how they play there. Use the code 5, F-I-V-E. It's really easy to play. There's a bunch of different ways to play. You can play different sports, different players on different teams. Just check it out. It is our official fantasy sponsor, prizepicks.com. Use the code 5. And now, tonight's episode. Down to Biscay. Yay. Five on the floor. Ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing. You can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars. Wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buckley said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing. Got an all band. Y'all seen the block. Stop with one hand. And pat we trust. It's about to have the guts. We're here to bring the heat. Y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, welcome back to Five on the Floor. Here's tonight's floor plan. I'm Ethan Skolnick. As I said, follow me at Ethan J. Skolnick, and I've got Brady Hawk with me in the media room at FTX Arena. Tonight's floor plan, we're going to do this thing a little bit early. If we end up jinxing this, we can end Five on the Floor, but they're up 21, the Heat are, against the Thunder with about 8 minutes left. So we came downstairs to catch the Eric Reed broadcast here on television. The Heat look like they're going to win their 47th game of the season. This would actually be their best win-loss winning percentage since the 2012-2013 season. That's the season that they won 66 games and had a 27 game winning streak. The other story tonight, and I'll get to this later, maybe we'll save this for the fifth takeaway, was Chris Bosh was honored for getting into the Hall of Fame. He's already been honored here once because his number was retired, but now they've already raised the banner indicating that he's one of their Hall of Famers, but they wanted to officially honor him tonight. And so he sat down with Jason Jackson at halftime, and then he sat down with us in the media in the interview room afterwards, and we'll get to that later on. But Brady, before this game is over, I don't think a whole lot is going to change here. Let's go with your number one takeaway tonight.
Yeah, I think the first thing we have to talk about is the rotation, because obviously it looked a little bit different than we're used to. PJ Tucker obviously ended up playing, but Dwayne Dedmon was not listed on the injury report and ended up not playing because they went with they had 10 guys, went with the 9-man rotation. They went smaller. And I think this is something we could see again, because I'm really interested specifically in the Tucker Morris lineups. Like, I feel like that is something I'm going to get to later on in these takeaways. But the big thing here is that I think there's there's a theory here that there's certain matchups. And I think there's more matchups than we think. I think there's more matchups where Morris fits than maybe Dedmon in a playoff series. When you look across maybe specifically the top teams, maybe the first round, if you face a Toronto, you may have to go bigger. A Cleveland, you may have to go bigger. But generally, there's a lot of teams you can go with Morris as your backup four, and I think, or backup five. And I think there's a lot of good things to that. The spacing, the lineups you can run, you kind of maximize Caleb in a lot of ways to back up Jimmy and not have to worry so much about playing so much bigger. And as you saw tonight, specifically with that lineup, they run Tucker and Morris together, and then Caleb and Bam can go. And with that lineup, there's just so much versatility and spacing, defense. There's just a lot of things you can do that, where I just feel like I don't think this is the last of the Dwayne Dedmon kind of sitting for Markieff Morris playing as the backup five. And the last thing is that when you think back to even last season, Dwayne Dedmon was looking very, very good because he played 13 regular season games. Like, now when you have to go through the process of an entire season and you're plugging into these different roles when Bam Adebayo goes out for a month and a half, I just think it makes a lot of sense to maybe go this route in certain series.
All right, here's my takeaway. This will be number two tonight. You mentioned getting some rest for Dedmon, which they did tonight. It's time to rest PJ Tucker. He's done incredible work this season, and maybe after the game, I don't think he's going to be in the post game presser, unfortunately, so we won't get to ask him. I feel like he's pushing to play. He's the type of person he is. but it's just time to take a break. I mean, there's only four or five games the rest of the season that I would say, okay, or these are meaningful Eastern Conference games against teams they may see in the playoffs, and you want to see what it looks like, but also you want to make sure you secure those wins and get the number one seed. But in these games against a team like OKC, like I would have, I get it that again, you're trying to rest Deadman tonight. So maybe that was the play, but I mean, get Yurt in a game. Okay. And maybe start Morris at the four and bring Yurt off the bench at the five and just give PJ a little bit of rest. And secondarily here, there's a guy who I don't think needs a rest, but he's the only other guy that seems to be struggling right now, which is Gabe Vincent. I want to see him play because I want to see him shoot his way out of it. I was a little bit concerned with Gabe because it feels like the regression has happened here from his shooting over the past couple months. And there were a couple of times he had open shots and he didn't take them tonight. He's not going to be playable in the playoffs unless he's taking those shots. He has to make a good percentage of them, but he's got to take those shots. So that was those really the only two negatives tonight. I thought PJ looks tired, get him a break. Okay. And Gabe just needs to shoot his way out of it. Pretty much everything else today, except one thing that'll end up being my number four, was positive tonight. And even the number four turned out to be positive. All right, I'm gonna let Brady take this next. Right now, as we're speaking, they're up 21 still with 7 minutes left. This thing is still safe. Actually, I'm not gonna go the break in. Why is Tyler Hero still in the game? Eddie just scored. That was why he was still in the game. And I wanted to say this because Tyler Hero has now scored 27 points tonight, which makes him officially the Heat's. Oh, he's a 31? 26? I'm being corrected here in the press room. He had to get to 27 tonight to become the Heat's leading scorer this season. I have nothing against Jimmy Butler. This has nothing to do with Jimmy Butler. I just want to be right. And he was percentage points behind tonight. Jimmy didn't play tonight. And Tyler is still playing for some reason, even though he was pounding the floor in agony in the third quarter. It looked like one of those moments. And I'll ask you this question now, because we're still watching Tyler. Did you start to ponder, because I did, when Tyler was, again, in pain, okay, before he got up and then he left and he went, came back, and then for some reason Spo put him back in the game instead of just playing Kyle Guy against this team? Did it go through your mind, like, how would they survive a Tyler Hero season-ending injury? Because it went through mine.
Yeah, it went through my mind, and it was that they don't go forward with that. Like, I was sitting there, and he came back on to the court, and he went to the bench, and he immediately goes to the scorer's table. And he seemed like he was okay. The first thing I said to you was that would have sucked the life out of this team. Like, there was no other way to go about that. Where you look at, I think back to that December 1st game against Cleveland. This is a totally different conversation to even be had. But when Bam, the information came out that Bam was going to be out for at least, you know, a month or two, it felt like the building was just kind of collapsed and the team was collapsed in that Cleveland game. That's what kind of went to my mind. It was literally the definition as well. When you talk about like something going silent and nobody knowing what to say, when he was laying on that floor and kind of slamming the ground like that, like, we haven't seen Tyler specifically do anything like that. Like, we haven't seen him be in that type of pain or anything within a game like that, but just see him come back was good. But there is no way to, like, they have depth, but they don't have Tyler Hero depth. You know, you cannot get past a guy that we're talking about that's going to be their leading scorer in a few minutes, possibly. You just can't really make up for that. And by the way, Jimmy, if you're listening, I think Ethan has something out for you with that Tyler bet.
I do not. And I don't win any money for that bet. I'm already going to win the money on the sixth man of the year bet. All right. I want to get to Lowry. I want to get to Strus. I want to get to Bosch. We're going to do that here in a second. Before we do, I want to tell you about our other sponsors here at the Five Reasons Sports Network. Using our product code, it's 5RSN. Tell you about this one all the time. 25% off at therapistpreferred.com. That's for your premium CBD, the tincture, the gummies, the sports cream, or at getsalis.com. This is for endurance athletes or simply anybody who sweats. Get SALIS, getsalis.com. 10% off. It comes in these little packets. You just stir it up, you take it, and it's much better for replacing your electrolytes than pounding a bunch of Gatorade and Powerade with all that sugar. So again, therapistpreferred.com, getsalis.com. Make sure you're using our product code. It's 5RSN. All right, let's get to number four here. I do want to get to Bosch in number five, so I'm going to combine these two. A couple of promising things tonight. One guy two guys who will shoot all the time. Duncan Robinson and Max Strus shot the ball exceptionally well. You pointed out on Twitter, maybe Duncan comes in the room tonight, we get to ask him about it, that after he made three in the first quarter, he basically told the OKC bench, you better get up on me. And then they started to. And then once they started to and Strus came in, then Strus started shooting from pretty much everywhere, including 40 feet. But the guy, we know they'll shoot. To me, what stood out tonight was Kyle Lowry shot. He even shot after he got his shot blocked. It came back to him and he shot again. Honestly, I don't know who that person is because we haven't seen that person pretty much since he came back for most of the season, but pretty much since he came back for the second time after the second absence for personal reasons. Robinson Strus we know about, but Lowry's shooting tonight. What does it mean?
Yeah, well, first of all, we missed about eight of those points because we were coming out of the Bosch presser, and that's probably another jinx of yours, but that is just a major part of this. Like, when you're talking about not having Jimmy Butler, like, this is what we talked about in previous games. You need him to shoot. Like, this is obviously total different circumstances because when he started shooting in the third, this game was pretty much over already. We were already prepping for this podcast at that point in the third quarter, but it still just kind of shows that real season element. Like, that's not just something that he's just throwing out there. Like, I think we've seen enough glimpses of what it can be, what he can do in that type of setting. But to pivot a little bit to what you were talking about before that, I think Duncan Strus is kind of where I kind of stood it from this game. You mentioned the beginning part with Duncan Robinson. He came out, hit three straight threes, all of them the exact same way, which was just bam, dribble handoff, comes around the curl, and the guy was dropping, and he just kind of pulled up immediately. And after that third one, like you said, he goes up to the Thunder bench and tells them to step up. They did. Like, right after that timeout, they began to step up. That drop big came up. And what did he do about possession after that? He kind of waited out his handle and took it to the rim, and he got a layup. Like, that's the stuff that's a different Duncan Robinson. And going away from the schematics with him, you love to see that type of confidence. Like, for him to look at an opposing bench, and I know it's the Oklahoma City Thunder, but to go to that other bench and say something like that and have that type of confidence, like, you need that type of Duncan Robinson. He always talks about that his white type of trash talk is, like, to hype himself up and maybe not trash others. Didn't look like that tonight. Like, it felt like he was kind of going another way, that he had some type of rhythm, some type of confidence. And the other part of this is Max Strus. And I think this shows his role in this team. And I've been saying it that, you know, Eric Spoelstra calls him situational player. That's his role in the playoffs. He's a situational player that he may not crack the consistent rotation, but when they're in a spot and they have nobody to go to kind of offensively and everything's in the mud, they're going to go to Max Strus, and Max Strus can get him out of games. And by the way, if you see Max Strus setting a screen, he's going to slip it every single time. And I still, to this point, do not understand how defenses don't see it coming. Like, every time he sets a screen, he slips it, does a ghost screen to the opposite wing, and he always gets a good look. And I sit here and I think about his role in the playoffs, and I'm like, that is exactly what will happen in a playoff series, because I don't think they'll have enough time to adjust to that. Like, they have, if he's that type of situational piece, that I think he could still take advantage in that way. So it's just interesting to see, you know, a bunch of different guys tonight kind of contribute in different ways.
And as we're speaking here, it's now a 17-point lead with 3.5 left. So we're going to close this up pretty soon, although Gabe Vincent did just make a shot. Okay, so that's a positive. So that we talked about, Tyler Herro ends up with 26. I'm going to have to crunch the numbers on this because it might have been 26 and 27 instead of 27 that put him over. We are going to get to one more thing here before we close. I also want to tell you about one more sponsor of the Five Reasons Sports Network. That's our friends over at CPT of South Florida. They've been providing small and medium businesses with a technology they need for decades. They specialize in cloud hosts and phone systems and managed IT. If you're a small or medium business, you're looking to save money on your monthly phone and internet costs, give TJ a call. Okay, here's how you do it. All right, 954-966-2766, 954-966-2766. It's cpt-florida.com, 954-966-2766. Mention Five Reasons, okay, because you're going to get this great promo, 25% off cloud phone service, including free phones and the first 2 months of service free. So again, it's cpt-florida.com for all of your IT needs. Chris Bosh was honored tonight. Obviously, I cover the big three, home and road. I've told a lot of Chris Bosh stories. I don't need to relive all of them tonight. There's one thing that stuck out to me tonight, though, Brady, and it was this. When he talked about Bam, and we know that CB, you know, basically, along with UD, anointed Bam as the next, okay? And so did Zoe, the three of the pillars of the Heat front court over the past 20 years. And he basically talked about if he was Bam, he would shoot more. And it just got me thinking. Bam Adebayo is still younger than Chris Bosh was when he came to Miami. And so when people like Greg say no ceiling, I think we have to listen. Because I remember when CB came to South Florida and he admitted to me in his third season here that when he came to Miami, he did not know how to defend. He was a bad defender in Toronto. Bam Adebayo at this stage of his career is a better all-around player than Chris Bosh was at the same age. Now, Chris was a better scorer. Chris put a team on his back, but a better all-around player. And I think that is what I took from this, because watching CB, who looks like he could still give you 22 on the court right now, is that sometimes I think we're too hard on Bam. And I think there has to be a trust level with those in the organization who have seen what he can become and believe he can get there. But it doesn't hurt when Bosch comes out and says, I tell Bam all the time, if I was in that offense, I would shoot more. All right. Thanks to our sponsors, CPT of South Florida. Also, therapistpreferred.com, getsalas.com, use code 5RSN, prizepicks.com, use the code 5. We didn't jinx this thing. 2 minutes left. The Heat are up 15. They're going to win their 47th game of the season, maintain a 2.5, now the 2.5 game lead in the Eastern Conference. I'll be up in Philadelphia on Monday. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Five on the Floor on the Five Regional Sports Network.